The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You're tuned in to Thursday's edition of the podcast. You can hear all the racing live on Thursday, of course, with William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:40. Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell will be in the studio. But for the time being, my name is Sam Norris. And joining me on the podcast today is Stuart Beasley to take a look at the action. How are you today, Stu?
Yeah, very well. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm in good shape, thank you. Looking forward to the Breeders' Cup this weekend. Of course, you're in the studio on Friday. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was in here last year for the Saturday. I'm in for the Friday this time round. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere. Mm. I was working with Capus and Alistair last year, but I think Sean's in
with me. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to, you know, to going through all the races there on the Friday night. And, you know, looking ahead to it with relish, I mean, it's a great weekend as well. We'll have a little look at the jump scene as well, Sam, if we can, a bit later on. But a big squad this time around for Europe. I know, you know, we've been getting sort of, you know, pretty good over the last few years, last decade or so. Plenty of good winners for us to cheer on. But amazing stat is, don't think Richard Hannah Senior or Junior has just taken the role.
Yeah.
I've had a winner there.
Really?
So I was reading about that and looking through the form, and I thought, that can't be right, that can't be right. You know, that all, you know, some superstars over the time, like Paco Boy, turned up two or three in a row, and was a really fast finishing third 1 year and fourth another. But I wonder if Toronado could put that right. Favourite for the Breeders' Cup mile. And Sean Levy's been doing some ride work aboard that one. And he said that from when last he worked with it, he can't believe how mentally it's got grown up. You know, the improvement from three to four can sometimes be laboured. But for this one, it's been all about growing up for him. So if that's the case, you know, he'll be that bit more, you know, track craft and what have you, know what's going on about him with the big crowd. And he says that mentally he's never been stronger. They know they've got him right physically, so hopefully Toronado will put all that right. I mean, one that I'll be cheering on big time, Sam, will be Brown Panther. A mile and a half, will it be far enough? I don't know.
It's a question, isn't it? I mean,
but it's a personal favourite of mine. But also, Michael Owen, you've got to love him to bits. Saw him going round his stable on a preview a few months ago, just before the big Chester meeting, which he likes to target. And he was saying, you're going to win the Lily Agnes for us, aren't you? He talked to his horses like we'd talk to our dogs. And you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
You could just feel the love that he has for the game. And so I wish him nothing but well. And Brown Panther's been one of my favourites from that, you know, from that yard. So basically, I'll be cheering that one on like mad. Very totally biased for that one. But a mile and a half, Sam, I'm not just sure that it will be far enough. It's always wanted a trip. I was going to say these days, we've always wanted a trip, really. But it could be okay. Could be okay. Another one with a big chance, I think, the Great War in the Juvenile on Dirt. American Pharaoh, the Antipost favourite, that one's come out of that event. So that's, you know, that's a big loss to the home team. Bob Baba says that there's nothing really wrong apart from it can't run due to bruising on the foot. So unfortunately, that one's not going to be with us. Moving away, though, Sam, from the Breeders' Cup, as much as we're looking forward to that, of course, we've got the national hunt season really kicking off. It's been going through the gears recently. I always think that big Chepstow meeting, anyway, is part of the start of it. But also, we've got, of course, the Charlie Hall chase coming up. And Silviano Conti, don't come much bigger than that, is favourite here at William Hill as we speak just now, 6-4. Check out the latest prices by all means. First Lieutenant, he's on 7-2, and it's 5-1 bar those. I mean, but Silviano Conti, I mean, you know, Paul Nicholls getting going now after an unusually, I'll say a slow start, but maybe not the perfect start. And they're starting to, you know, rock and roll a bit now.
Yeah.
And I'd be fairly surprised, to be honest, if it can't win. It's always acted, you know, in the past, first time out, been no problem running really well. And I still think it's been slowly maturing. So basically, I think everything will be in place for a good run there. And hopefully, you know, the ground will be fine. So I would expect that one to take all the beating, to be quite honest. What else have we got, though? Well, it's Paddy Power Day as well, isn't it? Now, John's Spirit beat Colour Squadron in this last year. They reoppose. So interesting, their old friends meeting. I mean, John's Spirit, what a story. Just got better and better all the way through. Great training feat by John Joe. But the festival winner, Present View, I think that's got a squeak.
Yeah.
But I would go, you know, that'd be sort of just slightly hesitant on it. I know when I was working with Craig Forsyth, when Present View came on the reappearance, it flattened the last hurdle, cost it victory, and it was over hurdles, which I thought was an interesting way to go for a festival winner over the chasers. So we know he can jump well, but he clattered the third last, really blundered at the last, and I start thinking to myself, you know, he's been there and done it. He's got the T-shirt. But it's not the ideal preparation, I don't think.
Yeah.
You're making two bad mistakes over the last three flights in your prep race.
Yeah, of course.
And now Craig says to me, oh, that's nothing. That he knows how to jump the fences. He just hasn't respected the hurdles. Mm. So, you know, he's a professional punter. So if you go with Craig on it, you know, he's got every chance of winning. You've also got Hunt Ball as well. You know, so that's good. A blast from the past.
Yeah.
So I'm quite looking forward to seeing that one as well.
Yeah. Should be good stuff. Really looking forward to the weekend's action, both domestically and, of course, from America, the Breeders' Cup. We'll move on then to take a quick look at Thursday's action. We picked out three from Sedgefield to go through on Thursday. The first of these coming up at 1:30, a 2.5 mile limited handicap. This one, who catches the eye here?
Silver Gent, for me. This six-year-old, I think, can still be improving. I don't think it was expected, you know, first time out. It run over the hurdles. A lot of these chasers get the prep race over the hurdles. And I don't think they were expecting that one to win. And by the way, folks, I've gone here. When I've tended to do this, I tend to try and pick some big price winners this time. I've gone for three that are sort of fancy. They come with a wealth warning. A Trixie maybe, that, you know, getting a double will certainly get us money back. And obviously, I'm hoping that that all three can pop in. But Silver Gent, for me, has still got quite a bit of scope. It's a six-year-old, and it's going, you know, chasing tomorrow at Sedgefield, and I expect that one to win. I think that they'll take it out from the front from the start, and a bold bid expected to make all.
Okay, fair enough. And Silver Gent in that one for Shoot. Next race up on the podcast is the 2:30, another one from Sedgefield. This one, 3 mile, 3 furlong handicap hurdle. Just the four runners going down to a post in this one. Who do you like here?
As you rightly say, there's only four runners here. Sam, and 90 mile. I mean, this is the middle leg of the Trixie, if you like, and the banker of the three. This one should be winning 3 mile, 3 furlongs. They can be that sort of tricky in it, but I don't see that for this one. I think Keith and James Reevely, you know, good partnership, get plenty of winners. Won well at Doncaster, and he should have the class here to win, to be quite honest about it. We're not going to get Rich having a single, hence the Trixie. But we're, you know, hoping for at least two winners, and let's be greedy and hope that it's all three.
Okay, fair enough then. 90 Milan in that one for Stu. The final race then on the podcast, and the final race of Stu's Trixie, is the 3:30 at Sedgefield. All these races space an hour apart for you. This one, a class 4 handicap chase, just over 2 miles the trip. Who gets the selection in this one?
Well, this one's at morning time. I've gone here for Lucinda Russell's charge, and most of Lucinda's early doors, Sam, what we've seen, they'd needed a run, and then they come on for that, and, you know, she wasn't getting plenty of winners, but all of a sudden that kind of changed. There'd been one or two slight setbacks along the way, as you'd expect at this time of year, but she's, you know, she's firing in decent amount of winners now. Second to Toledo Gold at Hexham last time out. I mean, looking at the main dangers, Uray Vic and Tinseltown, in the tissues, and Tinseltown used to be quite good at making all the running, and we'll probably set out to try and do that here, but definitely not the force of old. It might make me have egg on my face about this, you know, to come 3:30, but that said, I've got to be with morning time. I think the overall profile, the overall form, even though you could argue has been a tad one-paced, I think that should just about get the better of proceedings and hopefully land us a Trixie. So.
Yeah, hopefully, absolutely. Yeah, there we go then. Morning time, the selection for Stu in that three first. And if you could remind us one more time, please, of your three picks for Sedgefield on Thursday.
Yeah, to be honest, they're not great prices. I just tried to pick three winners here instead of going for the big prices like we did last time.
It's always a good price when it wins, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it'd be great if we can get them all up. That's the key. Silver Gent, Knight in Milan and Morning Time. They are in the 1:30, 2:30 and 3:30 respectively at Sedgefield.
There we go. Fantastic stuff then. The thoughts of Stuart Beasley on Thursday's action from Sedgefield. And you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:40 with Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast today, Stu, and I hope you enjoy the racing.
Yeah, I certainly will. Thanks for having me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.